It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Prell. A combination of overly optimistic revenue projections and what Governor Brown calls the budget's pretzel palace of incredible complexity led to California's deficit nearly doubling since the start of the year. Ben Edler reports from Sacramento on how the deficit grew so big.
The biggest reason for the deficit surge is the state planned on a whole bunch of money it didn't get. Now, you might think there's a pretty simple explanation for that.
It's the economy, stupid.
It's the economy, stupid.
It's the economy, stupid.
But actually, just about everyone agrees it's not. First of all, taxes on capital gains and corporations came in well short of projections. Here's how Democratic Governor Jerry Brown explained things a couple of weeks ago.
The capitalist system is not coincident with your expectations of exactitude. It doesn't play like we may want it to.
But the governor and legislative Democrats did project an extra $4 billion in revenue in last year's budget. From the start, Republicans called it wishful thinking. Senate Minority Leader Bob Huff.
There were unrealistic assumptions made last year. Obviously, the most notable was the $4 billion that magically appeared when they were that far apart from closing the budget.
Beyond the revenue, there were other problems. Federal judges and the Obama administration rejected some Health and Human Services cuts, and it turns out schools are owed more than originally thought, thanks to the state's incredibly complex education funding formula. Here's Governor Brown.
The budget has hundreds of funds. We have lots of restraints and rules, and figuring it out is not just showing up and saying, okay, we got a $8 billion gap, let's start cutting like someone in business. It's a pretzel palace of incredible complexity.
A palace that now has a gaping hole ripped right through it. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Find more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.